to make it fit for you. Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Ethan?
Yes.
Hi, Ethan. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Sounds like we caught you driving.
Yeah, I'm driving at the moment.
Okay, be careful.
I'm glad somebody's talking to me right now, though, because I was about to fall asleep in the traffic.
Don't do that. That would be very bad. Oh, my God. You need a coffee, huh?
Yeah, I've been looking for an exit to find a coffee or something.
Oh, that's a must-have, yeah. I'm one of those high-caffeine people. Everybody always asks me how I do it, and I got two kids at home, too.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm like, give me a coffee right when I wake up. But I understand I understand you were speaking to Tara about this first-page placement on Google, and she said uh-huh. She felt like she wasn't really explaining it maybe properly, but did you have any, like, questions for me, like, about the listing or how it works?
Yeah, so how does it work?
Yeah, so when you search on Google, if you type in, like, tree care, Fort Worth, Texas, there's a map that pops up, and then there's three guys next to it in the Google Places category. Right now, it's, like, Valdez Tree Service, Trinity Forest Tree Care Service, and RJ Tree Service. And we were notified that one of these guys is relocating out of the service area. So when that happens, Google creates a list of companies that they feel are qualified or eligible. And then my representatives, kind of like Tara, they go down this qualified candidates list until we find somebody that wants to fill that spot. Once we fill it, we're closing out the category. So we can't work with any other competing companies that fall within that tree services category for this area of DFW. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
It's not like sponsored or Google guarantee. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Sure. Yeah. My question is, why do they have it like that? So it's where only the first come, first served, and not. It doesn't go by the most competitive company.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's the only fair way to do it. You know, there's a lot of large tree services out there, and it's not necessarily about who's willing to pay the most for it, you know. There's a lot of companies that deserve the opportunity. If you look at the people in the tree care category for DFW, I mean, there's like 100 of you guys, you know, realistically.
Yeah.
And any one of them could be eligible, but to just say, oh, we're going to give it to this guy because he has a bunch of money and a bunch of crews, you know, it's not really ethical. And also, sometimes we do call those guys first and they don't answer the phone. So we just kind of, we just keep going down the list until we find the business to fill the spot. Part of being successful with the campaign is answering your phone. So that's definitely something that we look for, but I don't know if that
really... I get the pace, but I always answer my phone.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a positive, but also we want to make sure that we're getting good reviews, you know, that's why we are just offering like a month-to-month agreement today, because, you know, if something turns out that you're maybe not as good as we thought, we can still kind of part ways, you know, and say, hey, keep your money, you know, we've been directed to go a different route, so.
I see, okay.
Yeah, so you got to maintain a positive reputation up there, but obviously you can see the value in putting yourself on Google in front of your competitors, right?
Yeah.
It's always a good thing.
Google is the most, like,
utilize search engine in the world?
It has the best, well, it's like right underneath the Facebook of being the best advertising agency in the entire world, but yeah.
Oh, it's a lot better than Facebook because our packages are bundled with Facebook ads. So my clients, when you compare them side by side, I would say like 15% of their calls would come from Facebook or Meta. The rest of the majority, you know, a good 80% is coming from Google, and then there's about 5% left over from like Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Amazon Alexa voice search result submissions that we do.
Okay, yeah. So just tell me how much it's gonna, what's your price is then?
Well, the package that comes with Facebook ads and the website included, it's advertised at $4.99 month to month for DFW. If you wanted to come on board with us today, I can apply a new in business credit, and I could reduce the rate down to just $2.99 without cutting any corners. You'll still get all the bells and whistles of the campaign, and then it's month to month. So that will only lock you in until July 10th. If you want to continue at that time, you'll keep the same rate. So it'll actually stay $2.99 indefinitely as long as you're with us. It won't go back up. And then because it's a Google Places placement on Google, you won't have any like lead fees, click fees, or call fees. So you won't have any other charges throughout the month that'll pop up on you. It'll just be that one-time charge each month of $2.99.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you cut out there for a second. I just hear a lot of wind in the background. You're not falling asleep, are you?
Oh, yeah. No, I have not. I haven't fallen asleep yet.
Okay. I'm not boring you, are you? Am I? It's a money-making opportunity. I hope that kind of gets you excited.
Yeah.
It's a lot better than buying leads, I'll tell you that. Like, I seen you're doing Home Advisor by Angie's List.
Yeah.
And when you look up tree care or tree services in DFW on Google, the top guys where we're talking about listing you now actually show above Home Advisor by Angie's on that first page. And I think that says a lot.
Yeah, I noticed that. I thought that was kind of strange, too.
Well, they pay Google to do Google advertising because Google advertising is the most profitable way to market. But what they do is they'll take the lead and they'll sell the lead individually when they get a lead off of Google. So let's say somebody goes past our guys and they fill out that Home Advisor form. Well, Home Advisor will sell the lead for like $40 or $30, whatever they consider it to be worth. But they'll sell it to like four or five contractors on their list. So the leads aren't exclusive.
Right, they'll sell it to three other contractors.
Right. And then they charge you the lead fee even if you don't get it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So what my customers have found is when we list you independently on the first page of Google, it eliminates a lot of the saturation that you find with lead generation companies. And then you're not getting charged for leads that don't turn into business, so you get a lot more value out of your marketing budget. Not to mention you're not limited on the amount of opportunities that you could get from being on that first page of Google because it's not based on clicks and calls. If you set aside $300, for example, to a Home Advisor, I mean, you could blow through that in like 2 weeks period on leads with the lead fees that they have.
I can tell you right now, I've already spent about $200 on leads in about 4 days. About 3 days, actually.
Yeah. See, that's a lot of unnecessary expense. If we have you listed on the first page, you don't have those charges for each individual one, and you're actually getting live calls from people that are calling you directly off the first page instead of like a lead texted to you or you got to call them back. And then since they're going to other guys, you got to be really competitive with your pricing structure. So you lose not only that $200 that you spent on leads, but whatever you have to reduce your rates to land those jobs since they're saturated and going to other people and getting multiple quotes.
Yeah, I can see why this would be way better than that.
Yeah, just the Google listing alone, I'm confident. Yeah, just the Google listing alone, I'm sure you'd like it a lot better, but we're also building you your own .com website. You're getting Google verified, so people will be able to look you up on Google, see all your reviews, and that you're a verified contractor. That adds a lot of credibility. And then the other platforms too, like Facebook, Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, you can get clients from those as well. So, you know, we're going to have multiple different ways of generating leads for you.
You would build me my own website with a monthly subscription?
Correct. Yeah, it will come with its own custom website design. So we'll purchase a domain for your business, and then we have a graphic design team in-house that will customize the campaign. Unlimited amount of pages and content. It's called a My Site custom website design. And then we also provide hosting too. So there's no additional like hosting charges or anything like that. It's just a part of the service.
Cause I already actually have a website and I have my own hosting and website design and all that. I don't have the time right now to, cause my design is kind of, my website design is,
yeah, we can help you with it.
I mean, paying for that kind of service either, not using it at all. Either.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's another thing that you could take off the books and potentially save yourself some money. I mean, if we fast forward 30 days from now, I imagine we'll save you money on the website and we'll save you money because you won't be buying leads from home advisors. So it's not really a conversation about you spending more, but it's just about spending your marketing budget more wisely, so that way you're getting a good return on investment from what you're setting aside to market each month.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do it then. Send me a link to your business bill so I can look it up.
Yeah, give me 1 second.
And I'll look at it when I'm done driving, I guess. Maybe I can pull over real quick and grab a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to stream along, because it's not like they could send me another call while I'm on the phone with you. And because we're a Google partner, they create this list of tree companies in DFW, and they give it to my reps. So my reps are actually calling out on it right now, but, you know, Tara and them can't send me another call while I'm on the line with you, so it's always better to just kind of hold it up and let me send you the information that you're requesting. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
If you see coffee, pull out. Pull
there
over.
Was,
okay.
There was another that did call me and offer the same service to me about an hour ago as well. So
yeah,
Yeah,
there's Google partners. That's why I'm trying to sign you up now, is because there's multiple Google partners. There's four of us, and they give the same candidates or the qualified candidates list to all four. And so it's not just my reps, but then there's also other Google partner companies that are trying to fill this spot right now. They could be, you know, negotiating a deal with a competitor already, you know? So that's why we try to fill it as quickly as possible. But what I was trying to do here is I sent you a text to our pricing page. I put you on the Platinum package, which comes with the website, and it's the one that's advertised at $599. I reduced that rate by 50%. So I'm giving you all the bells and whistles that we have to offer for the cheapest pricing structure that we have. So that way, I mean, nobody could make you a better deal than that. At least as far as like the return on investment that you're getting for all those products and features included. If anybody offers you a lower price.
Have a package that does not include the website though.
Yeah, actually I could, I wasn't going to charge you anything for the site already as it is, but I have this other thing that I can do if the pricing structure is the only thing that's holding you back from giving us a shot, is that I already put the Nguyen business credit in there. But I can put like a friends and family plan and just tell them that I know you personally. It's not going to get it that much lower because I'm already like as low as I can basically go without you being like a family member or a friend. But it'll get it down to $249 month to month. And that'll still include all the bells and whistles. Like you'll get the first page placement on Google and Bing. You'll have the Facebook ads, the website still included in that package. And then you have like Yelp, Yellow Pages, and the Amazon Alexa voice search results submission as well.
Wow, that's so nice of you.
Yeah, that would be the lowest I can go. I mean, they give me five of those.
Are you in the area, maybe I can take you out to
we're in Orange County, California.
Fulfilling prophecy.
No,
California?
I sent you the link. Like, we're right next to Google. We're a Google partner, so we're right next to Google in SoCal. Yeah, I sent you our like reviews and everything. Yeah. We're in Fountain Valley.
Someone calling me from California right now too.
Yeah, it's possible. It's a competing company. Yeah, they really swarm the area, and then once the spot fills, they close it out. So if we find a tree service in the DFW area that says yes and gives us the go ahead, then the calls will stop.
Okay.
Yeah. But if I could do it at $249 month to month, you don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract, and I'll put you on that platinum package bundle. I'm sure it's something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way we could show you how well it works compared to what you're doing
now. Yeah, let me do that.
Okay. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. When I secure the spot with you, they're going to send a postcard in the mail called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. What's the street address that I could send that to?
Yeah, so you can send that to the post office box.
You have a street address? We can't use the P.O. box.
Yeah, so...
But I can hide your address.
Like a mailing street address?
Yeah, because they're going to send it to you in the mail. Like, even if it forwards to your P.O. box, that's fine. But the address has to actually be something like they can look up and verify. It won't work with the P.O. box.
Yeah, okay. So does the mailing address have to be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, or can it be anywhere? It can be where my business is registered.
Oh, yeah, you want it to be in the Fort Worth area.
Okay, so
yeah.
Here's the street address.
Okay, you scared me for a second. I thought you didn't have an address in Fort Worth. I was going to say that would be bad. I was like, oh, I guess we got to cancel all this. Oh, okay, go ahead.
301 mm-hmm. North Las Vegas Way. No, Las Vegas Trail. Unit number 151254.
Las Vegas. I found a 301 Las Vegas Trail in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
That's it? Or is it North Las Vegas Trail?
It's North Las Vegas Trail.
Okay, for some reason there's a White Settlement, Texas, 76108.
Right, that's the one.
Oh, okay. It's pretty close to Fort Worth, but it came across as White Settlement, so it threw me off. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, and then you want me to hide the street address online?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right, and then what's your last name, Ethan? O'Leary?
O'Leary.
Okay, just like the business name?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then what's your business email address where I can send everything in writing because of the discounted pricing structure?
So I'll have you send it to my personal email address because...
That's fine.
My business email address is connected to my website, and I haven't set it up yet.
No
so
problem.
I'll have you send it to mm-hmm. J-A-R-X-17.
Okay.
At outlook.com.
Right, let me update. Okay. And it's month to month, but they still have me send out like the full agreement in writing, so that way you have it documented, everything we're doing for you for the price.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
24/7.
Okay. And you can accept cash, check, and card?
Yes.
Okay, so I have your business profile created. Is this phone number we're on the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and I'm going to send you... Okay. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. I'll be the account lead. There's going to be an account management team that'll help me with fulfillment of like building your website and everything. But if you want something done quickly, you can always call me directly. And then we also have 24/7 customer service available to you at the same number. You just hit extension 1 to get a live operator. Also, we ask that if you have a logo or pictures that you want to use for the website or your Google business profile or the Facebook page, we ask that you send them into this email address that I'm texting to you. It's just our, it's photos, and then it's at our company name. So it's photos@localsplash.com. I know you need a copy. Well, it's just, it's going
to,
it's going to feel like a lot of information, but it's a little bit. So I just texted you my number, and then I also sent you an email address for you to send in any pictures or a company logo if you have it. So that way we could use it for the website.
Okay.
All right.
Yep. I'm still working on getting photos and logo together, but I'll get that to you as soon as possible.
We can help you with the logo.
I can logo myself.
Okay.
I'll have it done by tonight, though.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
Yeah, we just want to make sure that it doesn't break any copyright laws. Like, if there's a local company or another company in Texas that has the same logo or similar, that's the only reason why we offer, like, just input. We don't actually, like, you could send us what you have, but they might tell you, like, hey, look at this company. They have something almost identical, you know, just to avoid any kind of headache. Maybe we changed this or that. So more than likely it'll be fine, but that's more what I was getting by saying I can help you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Okay. All right. So I have your business account created. The profile is going to be submitted. They're going to send the Google PIN verification letter out today. And then we want to do a client interview with you tomorrow. That's where they go over like your website, the service area that you cover. That way we're not sending anywhere you don't want to go. And then they're going to go over all the services you provide. So that way we're listing you for the right keywords. We give you 15 different keywords or services that we could list you for at a time. So they'll have recommendations ready for you, but you have final say on everything. What would be the best time to do the client interview tomorrow?
Oh, gosh, my schedule's starting to get really full.
It is really easy, though. I want you to know that. Like, it's over the phone, and it's, like, set questions that they have. It's like a questionnaire of about 30 questions.
I just don't want to have it during a time where I'm talking with a client or having
just comes off unprofessional. Yeah.
So, put it at like 4 o'clock or 4 p.m. Central Time.
Okay, so I'll schedule it. Oh, they have a all hands meeting. So I have 3 to 4, and I have a 5 to 6.
Yeah, give me 5 to 6.
And go 5 to 6?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then we'll also text you 1 hour before, just as a reminder. If anything pops up in your scheduling where you can't make it, just let us know when that text comes through, and then we could always reschedule it for the following day, but we do like to get these done as soon as possible so we can get everything up and running as soon as possible, put you in position to get some clients. It usually helps us retain you if we could show you some return on investment in the first month. So, and that's really our goal. We want to work with you for every month, not just one, right?
Yeah, well, Angie was able to show me return on investment in the first like couple of hours, so we got some pretty stiff competition there.
Yeah, well, it might not be as quick of a turnaround, but it's a lot better long-term marketing solution once we have you up and running. And if you compare them side-by-side over the course of, like, 30 to 45 days, it'll be a no-brainer. This just kind of gets better as you go. Your reviews will get up there, and you'll start getting more clients. You'll have reoccurring clients. And you'll just develop a whole pipeline of business from doing this. And then all the reputation and credibility factors are in there. So it might not be as quick of a turnaround.
Great.
Yeah, and but the leads won't be saturated, right? So they might be able to get you a couple of leads pretty quickly, but it's they're trying to get you hooked, almost like gambling, so you keep buying the leads. But really, it's like you're buying scratchers, you know? Some of them hit, some of them don't. So we don't operate like that. All right, so I have the client interview scheduled for tomorrow between 5 and 6. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $249, Ethan, how did you want to do that?
So I can pay with my credit card.
Okay. Is it going to be under your name, or does it have the business name on it as well? I guess your name is the business name.
I'm in the process of getting a business credit card, but I can do it with my credit card on my name.
Okay. Yeah, the reason I asked is because I'll send over an invoice receipt, so that way you could still write it off as a business expense when you do your taxes at the end of the year, even though you're doing it on a personal. And then if you get the business card and you want to swap it out, just give me a call and I could switch the payment method for you.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, and then I'm ready for you.
Well, you want my card number right now?
Yeah, we have to secure the position to take it off the board. So the first month's payment of the $249, I'm going to process, and then we're going to send everything in writing as well while I have you on the line. Also get you the login credentials for your tracking system and your Google verification form that you got to fill out.
Right, yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to do this and drive at the same time.
If you could pull over for a second, that would probably be the safest
way. I'm on the freeway.
Oh.
I'm on the freeway, dude.
Gotcha.
Let me pull out my card, though.
Okay, please be careful, though.
I have it mostly memorized. I should be able to.
Okay. I've actually had a guy get pulled over by the police doing this before. I've been here 12 years, so I've had some crazy situations. So just be careful.
Yeah, so 5178.
Okay.
0599.
0599, okay.
4492.
1981. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
Yeah, so the expiration date is 0728.
0728, and then there's a three-digit code on the back.
370.
370, okay. All right, eyes on the road.
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. It's just a 60-second recording, and then we're basically good to go until the client interview tomorrow. If I say anything you don't agree with, Ethan, just stop me, okay?
Yep, I'm pretty good at that. And also, right. if you want to, so my position on the Google webpage is verified at this point.
Correct.
Or what?
Well, okay. So you have a Google business profile, but what they're going to do is they're sending a pin to you in the mail, and then there's also a form that you got to fill out. There's a different level of verification that gets done for the guys that are on the first page, and that's what gives the customers the peace of mind that they could just go ahead and hire you. You know, you're a trusted professional. We've already done our due diligence on you. So, you know, if something bad happens, they can technically trace it back to you if they have to.
Okay, but my question basically is how much should I be putting a lot of speed into this? Because are other companies still searching for?
Oh no, I've already. No, I've already requested to remove the placement. Having a Google business profile, Ethan, doesn't mean that you're going to get first page placement. You can actually create your own Google business profile and request a verification, but having the first page placement is a completely different thing. So obviously we're doing both for you.
Right,
we're going to create the Google business profile. We're going to verify it, but then, yeah, we're securing that listing as well. So I already put in the request for that, and then they're going to send your PIN, and I'm also going to send you the verification form right now after I process the payment.
Okay, so it's verified that I have that first page placed.
Yeah, you're good. It's not going anywhere. I already took it off the board, and then I already submitted your address and the file and everything, and they know that there's a card in there. So any reps that are actively on a call will get a notification.
Okay.
Yep. All right, so I'm going to walk you through this. If I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Yep.
All right, so you're on a recorded line, Ethan. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Yes, Ethan O'Leary, Unlimited, LLC.
Oh, okay. Thank you for saying that. I need to add the LLC to your business name. I didn't have that here. And then can you please state your name and title within the company?
Yeah, so my name is Ethan O'Leary, mm-hmm. and I'm the owner and field supervisor.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
Okay, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, Ethan, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yeah.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
What does that mean? If I like decide to do Facebook, run Facebook ads at the same time and do
we don't want you to like duplicate anything or pay for something that we're already doing for you. So if you're not sure, just double check. But we know what you currently have as of today, like with the Home Advisor by Angie stuff. If you want to keep doing that, that's at your own discretion. You know, we're not telling you have to cancel that or anything. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. But you're saying like if I have any sort of social media marketing or anything like that, or just like Facebook?
No. We don't want you to duplicate anything that we're creating for you already, or pay for something, that we're providing for you. So the idea here is like, we're going to create the Google business profile and verify it. If you contact like an SEO company or, maybe you have somebody in-house, I don't know, that like helps you with marketing and they create another Google business profile. Well, the AI kind of will see like, oh, there's the same name, same address, same phone number, and there's two listings. So what it does is it suspends both of them until it's able to verify, you know, what's what. They don't want to give the potential customers wrong information. So that's something that's important.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, we would want to avoid that. So that's why we're telling you, like, hey, you know, we're not telling you have to cancel anything you already have. Just after today, if you're going to add something online, double check that it's not something that we're already doing for you. It'll also save you money, too. If you get a call from Yelp and you sign up with it, they're just going to take your money and create a duplicate listing. They won't go, hey, you actually already have a listing through Local Splash here, you know. So just food for thought. Yeah. So that's all that's explaining, okay. Though. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. So,
okay.
Yeah, that makes
okay.
sense.
Okay. All right. And then you shouldn't need anything else, honestly. the way I set this package up, I mean, we would lose money if you cancel after a month, but I'm banking on this actually working out and turning into a long-term solution for you. So I know it will. You're in a great area.
I like that.
Yeah. You're in a great area for what you do. It's kind of hard to fail unless you're, like, not answering your phone or something. The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you give it a shot for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it's month to month. You're not binded to any kind of long-term contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's June 10th of 2024. And the discounted pricing structure of $249 is part of a friends and family discount. When the term is completed, the agreement set up to renew each month on the 10th day, but you'll actually keep that friends and family rate of $249 for as long as you're with us. So that'll never go up or change on you. It says in the fine print.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's going to save you a pretty penny. Like the website alone is worth like 3 months. Well, thanks for giving me your trust. You know, I appreciate it. I know how it is sometimes when people call you out of the blue. I don't exactly have like an easy job by any means.
I understand.
Yeah, but I want to make sure that it's something that you don't regret doing in the future. So I try to give you as many bells and whistles as I can and then apply that friends and family rate too. And that should keep you in the green, in a profitable situation. I feel like the kind of work you do, the first job we get you each month, you'll already be profitable on it. And
that
would
be great.
Okay. And then, sorry, it says your payment for the initial term account setup will go through today, the 10th, $249, reoccurring each month, $249 on the 10th day. You may discontinue or cancel at any time because you're not binded to a contract. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the next billing's due so we could stop your billing cycle and it doesn't charge you. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I just want to make sure I finish that because sometimes I let that recording go over and they're like, man, you got like a 10-minute voice verification in here. Okay. You should be getting some confirmation messages. One of them will have a username and password for your tracking system. Another one will have a full outline of the agreement in writing, called your subscription terms. I'm actually going to resend that one to you right now, too, just to make sure you have it. And then also there's a Google verification form that you'll need to fill out. I know you're really tired and you're on the road, so I don't expect you to kind of like pull all this stuff out, but don't forget about it. You know, it's kind of like your homework for the evening or whenever you get that coffee. It's pretty easy. You just type in your name, hit confirm, and then the other one will probably be a little more difficult. It's just going to ask you for any like license or insurance that you might have. Texas is pretty loose on it, so it's not like required for you to have all of these things, but try to send in what you do have. Did you get pulled over?
Okay, so.
Oh.
No, I didn't get pulled over. Thank
Sorry,
you.
I heard a siren in the background, and then you got quiet. Scared me. Yeah, I've literally gone through that before,
again.
Though.
It's not like I'm actually talking on the phone or speeding or doing anything wrong, but yeah.
Okay.
I just pulled over, so we're good now.
Okay, awesome. So you should have all those confirmation messages in there. Like I said, I'll be here with you throughout the campaign, and then we also have 24/7 customer service. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, do not hesitate to call. We're not going to make money next month if you don't make money this month. So no questions or dumb questions. You're not a bother to us. It's important to us that we get everything up and running and we uphold our end of the agreement. But other than that, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your evening and the rest of your day tomorrow, and we'll circle back with you at the end of the day between 5 and 6 to knock out that client interview, okay?
Yeah, sorry. I'm just watching the police. They're having like a... Oh, man.
They're deciding whether to get you?
Yeah, there's something happening over there, bro.
Okay. Well, we're all done here. I don't want to get you...
Oh, yeah. Nope.
I don't want
the guy in.
Oh, Jesus.
Yep, he's in handcuffs now.
Well, as long as it's not you, that's good. That would definitely mess up Google verification if you're in a jail cell.
It's not me. It almost happened to me, too, dude. It was the craziest thing. This crackhead stole my damn car and my $25,000 Subaru that I just bought. And literally wrecked it.
Mm.
And then he told the cop that I was driving. So now I'm getting investigated for a hit and run.
Oh,
and then
no.
I just saw on the news, like an hour ago, that the same crackhead got arrested for murdering some woman because she wouldn't let him use her phone, so.
And that's exactly why we don't do crack, Ethan.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Jesus. That guy's life is ruined, for sure. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's got to be one of the worst
stories.
Okay.
So, yeah, I know. It's
homicide and a car theft.
The last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I moved here from Idaho, and I have never had so much excitement in my life.
Oh, yeah. Well, welcome to Texas.
That's what they say.
Yeah,
okay, so
you're in a great area,
like,
though, actually, for
tax,
business.
A list of tasks that you can, like, just go over really quick that I need to do.
Yeah, so this
so
is your checklist.
That I could write down.
No, no problem. I've actually sent it all to you, so that way you don't have to write it down. If you go to your text messages.
Perfect.
Yep, and then you'll see in there the most recent text should say, Ethan, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
Okay, and that's all I have to do is accept my subscription terms, and then later I'll send some...
Well, no, so there's a... Yeah, you'll send the logo and photos, but also I want you to fill out the other text right underneath that one. That came in right before that one, and it should have a link in there as well. It'll say url.localsplash.com/google, and this is this is your Google verification form, Ethan. So you only got to fill this out one time as long as you own your business. So that's what I was telling you. Fill it out as best as you can. I know Texas is pretty lenient when it comes to certain services, so you're not like required to have all of these things. But if you're missing anything, don't worry about it. Just fill it out as much as you can and hit submit. If Google doesn't have enough information based on what you submitted, then they'll do a three-way call or a video call with you, and they'll verify your listing over the phone.
Okay. I just clicked on that link, and it wants me to sign in, so...
Yeah, for some reason your email actually bounced back, too, for us to send you your form. You said it was JARX17@Outlook?
Yeah, it's JARX twice. So JARX, JARX once.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah, so it's repeated. The jar,
JARX.
Not the X. The X is not repeated, but the jar is repeated.
Oh, okay. So it's like JARX17@Outlook.
No. It's JARX17@Outlook.com.
Oh, okay. Got it. Like Jar Jar Binks?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Exactly. That's why.
Yeah. That was like one of my all-time favorite characters from Star Wars.
Are you?
And literally. And I got like devastated when... They stopped, like, having him appear. But Jar Jar Binks...
Yeah, and, like, every time people say that, like, it was, like, a racist character and stuff, I didn't believe that.
No. What the heck? He was awesome. Yeah, I was born in 92,
like making fun of African-Americans, but...
Oh, get out of here.
They're just pulling... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. If anything, it's making them look better. he was awesome. He had a great charisma about him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I remember that was my favorite character growing up. I'm a 90s kid. I was born in 92, so I remember watching those early Star Wars episodes, and he was always the best.
Oh, yeah.
All right. But sorry, I'm getting off topic with you. So the things I want you to focus on, just your mental checklist, right? So obviously sign the subscription terms, fill out this Google verification form to the best of your ability, and then try to be available for that client interview call tomorrow between 5 and 6 o'clock. And then if you have any, like, questions, comments, or concerns, or you feel like you're missing anything, I know we asked you also to send in photos and logo to that email, but if you feel like you're forgetting any of these things, you could just call in at any time.
Okay, yeah, so that's only three items that I have to remember. And also,
well, four if you count, like, sending in the photos and the logo to the email address.
Oh, right, that too.
Yeah.
And completing this form, too, it still wants me to sign in, so how do I do that?
Oh, signing in is just going to be either your – I think it's just you have to be logged into your email on the on your phone. Like, usually if you're already signed into an email automatically on your phone, but I'm guessing maybe
okay,
you don't.
Okay, so should I sign in on the email that I sent you?
Yeah, you just want to put in your email address, username.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, username, and then log in with the password. And then also they're going to send you a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. I think you already have that, actually, in your text messages there as well. It's going to sound, it kind of sounds like a lot. Like, the more I repeat everything to you, it sounds like a lot, but it's really not. It's pretty simple. It just sounds more complicated.
It sounds like a lot because I'm tired or because I'm sleepy right now.
Yeah, but I'm all coffeeed up, and it sounds like a lot to me, so. No, it's a lot. It seems like it.
Do I need to make a Google account with that email, or?
No, you should be fine with that email.
A little bit of
what you said. Once you sign into that, it should be fine, and then you just click on the link again, and the form should open up.
Well, it has me at a sign-in form right now, and it won't let me sign in.
Huh. Is it asking for username and password? Is it my.localsplash.com?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, you are.
The Google Forms, thing.
Yeah, the Google verification.
localsplash.com/Google.
Yeah, and it's asking you to provide an email address?
Yeah, email or phone.
Keep scrolling down on the form. Is there other questions?
No. It's just a sign-in to continue the forms.
Huh. Yeah, because usually you're already signed into your email, like your Outlook on your mobile device. Like, usually that's a part of, like, your phone, you know? Like, you have
to
have...
Well, let me...
Let me try to
sign into my Google account.
Yeah, usually, or your iCloud's usually already logged in, too, and they usually just save that, but for some reason, maybe you're not signed into, like, any email on this phone, so that's how they verify what's what, you know, because it's the same form for everybody, but if you already logged into your email and you hit submit at the bottom of the form, they know, like, okay, it came from this email, this is all Ethan's information, matches up, so it should be the JarJarX17 at Outlook.com.
Well, I don't have that connected to a Google account. It's a problem.
Well, it just got to be logged into it on your phone. It doesn't have to be a Google account. It's an Outlook account, obviously.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a Gmail. It's just a Google verification form, but we have your Outlook on here.
Yeah, but it's with Google Docs is the thing. So I need to have a Google account connected to it.
Yeah, this is very odd. I don't usually run into this situation. It's a unique situation.
Okay, well, I'm looking at the form right now because I signed in with my Google account.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
So,
you figured it out.
You want me to give you my Google email, too?
Yeah, let's use your Gmail. Just so it all matches up. Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Yep. So it's uncontainer. 662@gmail.com.
uncontainer662@gmail.com. Okay. What was that?
I said, yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to use that as the business email address. I'm going to get rid of this JarJarX17@outlook.com like Star Wars did. Bye, Jar Jar. See you later, buddy. Okay, so uncontainer662@gmail.com, and then verify. There we go. Came back valid. So we are good. And then the client interview will circle back with you between 5 and 6. So work on that form. Like I said, fill it out as best you can. If you're missing anything, don't worry about it. Just at the bottom, check that box that it's okay for us to do a phone verification with you if we need to.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, grab a coffee or not. I mean, it's 6:30. You could always just hit the hay.
No, I have to.
You still got stuff.
I don't even have time to grab coffee. Now I have to go do an estimate.
Oh, sorry. I ruined that for you. But money calls. It's a good problem to have.
Exactly. Yeah, I've never had this problem before.
So. Yeah, it's a good thing. More money, more problems, though, too. You know, it comes with more headaches, but, you know, when it comes time to kick your feet up, you can go do it in some nice place on a beach somewhere.
Yeah.
Won't have to worry about the cost of the drinks.
My goal is to work as hard as possible until I can say that.
You're in a great place, actually. You know, moving from Idaho, Texas, owning a business, like, you'll have a lot of work, and then the taxes are better there, and the cost of property is really nice. Like, you know, if you do things right, and like reviews are good and everything, and you just take care of people. You know, I'm pretty sure if you fast forward like a year, you sound kind of young, but if you fast forward like a year or so, you should be able to put down on something nice and chill if you haven't already.
Yeah, man, that's my plan.
Yeah, at least you don't live in California. It's like commie-fornia over here, and then like everything's like half our money goes to taxes. It's pretty horrible.
I know, it's terrible.
Yeah, six-figure income, and I still go check by check sometimes because my wife and kids. So it's wild.
Ah, that sucks, dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's rough. It's okay. One of these days, I can retire. I'm 12 years in, so only like 8 more, and I get what they promised me, and I'm out of here.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, I started right out of college, so we're getting there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good luck, man.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to working with you, Ethan. Again, like, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or feel like you're missing anything, you know, you have support here. So, like, don't hesitate to call in. But I'll let you get back to work, and then we'll talk to you tomorrow at 5, okay?
Of course. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Talk to you later.
Right, bye.